Hello. Welcome to Live Well Lifestyle Seminar with Perrier. This is Perrier coming at you today from Kyle, Texas, and excited to be with you. We have two teleseminars a month on calcium bentonite clay where you bring your questions, and then we have one a month just talking about life situations. And my purpose and my intention is to help you patch relationships or understand people, understand life, and come to a state of joy. How good would that be just to be happy all the time? You know, happiness is a choice. And oftentimes we have beliefs that get in the way. We have some beliefs that are little balls of yarn, and we have some that are big floating balloons. You know, we have good beliefs and bad beliefs. But what I've come to understand is the power of thought. And however you think life will be, more than likely that's the way it's going to be for you. So let's look at how we can examine non-serving beliefs. First, we have to recognize a non-serving belief. Now, sometimes we make an assumption about something that happened, and we create the belief. Oftentimes when we're young growing up, we inherit beliefs that were our parents' beliefs. But would you agree that a belief is just a thought that you keep thinking? I want you to think about that. A belief is just a thought you keep thinking. If you don't believe in it and you don't think it, then it's not yours. Well, first we have a thought, and then it becomes a habit. You know, I have a belief that when I go somewhere and I'm late, all the parking places are going to be full, and I have to park way, way back. And I used to believe that, and I wouldn't even drive up to the front to look for a place because I believed there would be no place to park. So I had to park way at the back. Then one day I realized that that was a belief, and I changed that belief to I always have a front row spot. And do you know what I found out was that some people get there early and leave, and they leave you a place up front, and it's right on the front row, just very convenient. So I've started creating parking places, and it's easy and it's fun, and you get tickled every time you get one, and you just say a little silent prayer of thanks, and I call them parking angels. I have parking angels. But who believed in parking angels? I did. The angels aren't there until I believe them. Now, if there are any means of ways that you can have your beliefs materialize, oftentimes we have something bad or negative happen, and then that didn't feel good. So the next time we get in the situation, remember, oh boy, this isn't going to work very well, because the last time I tried this, I didn't succeed. And what's your reality when you hold a belief like that? So once we can recognize the correlation between our belief and the manifestations, then we can realize we have the power to change it. And next time you have that thought and you notice the same results, poof, you can put in a new belief. So if you believe that thoughts become things, can you see how you reinforce belief thoughts until they become your reality and proof that your belief is valid? If you believe that relationships are hard, notice how that plays out in your life. If you believe that relationships are supportive and fun and loving, notice how that plays out in your life. And those are the people that stay married forever and in love forever and have, good relationships. But if you believe relationships are hard and you get into relationships, you have the expectation it's going to fail, and you're looking for failure. And therefore, you will create obstacles in your life that will, because we like to be right, to prove that you are right. So we want to look at some of those today. And if you believe you can't get ahead in life, have you noticed that things happen, keep happening just as you start getting ahead, that keeps you in the hole? Do you know people with victim mentality and people always take advantage of them? People who have a victim belief will draw predators to them who will take advantage of them. It's like a magnetic attraction. So the good news is we can change our beliefs at any time. Oftentimes it's a belief you adopt from someone else that you're not even aware of that you're living by it. So awareness is everything. I was raised in a Christian home. I was raised Episcopalian. That was my family's choice of church. I moved to a town and there wasn't an Episcopal church. And I got to thinking, is it more important that we stand to pray or kneel to pray, or is it the important thing is that we go to church as a family and we pray? So I joined the Baptist church where my husband was a Baptist, which is pretty far away from the rituals of Episcopal church. But when I kept in mind that the important thing was that we go together, and, you know, we both love the same God. So is it really important that I had my way? So I let go of that belief. And the good thing about it, to the degree that you can believe, you can achieve. What if you believe that everything always works out for you? What could you accomplish if you held that belief? Everything always works out for me. If you believe there's a solution, you will always find a solution because you'll keep looking. So if you believe everything works out for you, what would you be afraid to tackle? Something new that you might want to do, knowing that you could go into something different where you're out of your comfort zone and it's going to work out for you. You see a lot of people with unlimited beliefs like that. Children intuitively have a guide inside them. You can call it the Holy Spirit, their intuition, just their knowing. And children have a knowing about things, what's safe and what's not safe. And then you see the parents that are overprotected, and they're always saying, be careful, Johnny. Don't do that, Johnny. Don't do this, Johnny. And Johnny likes to climb. He likes to climb trees and jump out of trees. And Johnny does it. When he started out, he didn't have any fear. And then someone yells at you, stop, be careful, look out. And then you tense up, and instead of jumping like you normally do, you're cautious, and that's when you get hurt. My grandson is playing football this year, and he's playing tackle football, and he's still pretty young and small. He's not very big for his age, and they have him blocking as a linebacker against these big guys. And I noticed when they were practicing drills and they were supposed to run each other, it's like two bulls running at each other. And yes, I'd be scared if I was the younger one and the guy outweighed me 100 pounds. And I noticed him stopping just before he gets there and titsing up. So he's, you know, getting himself grounded and centered and trying to hold the ground. But that's like driving a car into a brick wall. And the solid object that's inflexible and doesn't move usually shatters and breaks, right? It can do some damage to the car, too. But if two forces are coming together, I know it sounds crazy, but if you're relaxed and you don't have that fear factor there, so you're not tense, your body is more flexible and you can roll and go with the flow. And, you know, sometimes you can spin off to the side, or you can block them enough to knock them off their balance until someone can get there and help you. So, but if you play with fear, you're always looking for a way out. You don't put yourself in the position. When he was playing flag football, he was fearless. And he was always watching where the ball went. And whoever got the ball, he was there to tag him. But he didn't have to tackle him or, you know, have hard contact with him. And he's been knocked to the ground pretty much right now. So, then he can have a belief that he's going to get hurt. And if you have, I don't want him to have that belief, because if he has that belief, he will surely get hurt, because he's not playing from a free spirit. He's not playing with fun. He's not having fun out there. And that makes all the difference in the world about how you play your games in life. So look at things you're doing. If you're not having fun, and if you're afraid, maybe you're doing the wrong thing. Or maybe you need to look at the belief that you're holding about it. I am flexible. I am athletic. I bounce and spin easily. I can knock people off their feet. I can shift their balance. So it can be a belief. Yeah, okay, I said that. To the degree that you believe, you can achieve. What if you believe that everything always worked out for you? That's where I'd like everybody to go today. Everything always works out for me. There's always a solution. I always have a choice. May not be the choice you wanted, but it's a choice. And if you do what, do things with whatever you're doing, instead of doing it with fear or hate, do it with joy and compassion and caring, and enjoy what you're doing. Be in the moment with that, and see if the your reality doesn't check. Many times I hear people who live on a fixed income believe their limited income is all they can ever have. What if you believed abundance comes to you from many unknown sources and opportunities? I've started working with my daughter on believing this, and the other day they went to a back-to-school meeting, and they were giving away 20 gift certificates to Walmart. And she turned to a friend of hers, and she said, I'm going to win one of those. I'm having an attention day. I'm going to have me a Walmart gift certificate. And guess what? She won one. Now she's really seeing that she's capable of creating those. She got a $50 gift certificate to Walmart. You know, it doesn't cost anything to try these things. And to the degree that you believe, they'll happen. If you believe with doubt and you don't really believe, don't expect great results. And what's the harm in believing, you know, if it's going to get you a free gift certificate? She had an intention before she went to school the first day when the parents came up. Usually it's pretty chaotic, and that she would get the best kids this year. She would have a class full of wonderful kids, and that were eager to learn, good supportive parents, and that everything would run smooth the first day. The year before, it was new to her, and she was a little fearful and didn't know what to expect. So this year she said, Mom, I had the best first day ever. My kids and parents came in small groups at different times, so I really got to know them. And I've got the sweetest, cutest, best kids in the world this year. And the moms are really good. The parents are really great. And they came, and some of them have already volunteered to be homeroom mothers. So her attitude manifested. And I hope you get that. I hope you're getting this, that you can create by your thinking. There are thousands of opportunities available to you to receive or allow more money in your life. It's called, like, as a man thinking. What if you believed abundance comes to you from many unknown sources and opportunity? Money is easy for you. When you need money, money always arrives. And you don't have to know where it's coming from. I get money all the time from places unexpected. You might do like Ashley and win a certificate. You might find a $20 bill on the sidewalk. Somebody might contact you and tell you your grandparents own some property and they had mineral rights, and an oil company wants to lease it and has you a check for $1,400. So if I can believe it and it'll become a reality, I think I'm going to start changing the way I look at life and the way I believe. The funny thing about thoughts is the body always follows the mind. So what beliefs are you holding about your health, and how are they manifesting in your life? I know many people who have a plethora of things wrong with them and vehemently believe that nothing works, nothing ever works for them. They've tried everything, and they are holding on tightly to the belief. They want to tell me their story from 20 years ago when they start getting sick, and then they keep adding to that belief. Now, the more that you tell the negative story, the universe sees you as reinforcing that and wanting it. So you don't want to dwell on the past. What happened in the past is over. Each day is a new sheet. You can begin again. Forgive yourself, forgive others, turn a new sheet and begin again. And set it up for you. You're the planner, you're the creator, you're the director, you're the stage director for your own life. How do you want it to be? Do you want a happy life? Do you want to be surrounded by successful people? Do you want to travel? Do you want to have good health? So remember, the body always follows mind, and we can say little things, not even being aware. My other daughter shows horses, and she has a new horse, and her horse before would spin. Spinning was his deal. He would plant one hind foot, and you could go pivot him around in a circle, and he never got off that hind foot. He could drill a hole to China, and he would just sail around in the circle. And her new horse doesn't know how to spin that way. And he kind of jumps around on his hind feet. But if you can hold him in position with your legs and get him in the right position, he'll do a decent spin. And she was telling me the other day, you know, Smarty's never going to be a good, I'm never going to get excellent points for reining on Smarty's spins. And I thought, ouch, that's a belief, and that's going to make you have bad spins. Because I've seen her do some good spins on Smarty. They don't look like deuces, but they were still correct spins. And so I want to talk to her about her belief about her horse. Because when you hold a belief about something, when you're riding a horse and you tense up, horses, animals are very intuitive, and they go by feeling. So if she kind of tenses before she does a spin because she thinks he's not going to make it, he's reading something that doesn't let him get into a spin the way he should. So there are all these things at play in manifesting what you want. Okay. When we talk about things that don't work, we are putting ourselves in a hole. Notice when you're talking about a bad day and what went wrong, you lose your energy and you feel down. You're not your perky, happy self. So let it go. Don't talk about it. It's over. It's history. Don't go around telling everybody, oh, I had a terrible day. Somebody cut me off in traffic and yada, yada, yada. And I had to stand in line all day. And then what I got was wrong and I had to go back and exchange it. That makes you a victim. And that's going to make you have more bad things go wrong in your life. So let it go. Don't repeat the story. No one wants to hear you complain and blame anyway, right? So just let it go. And it's easier than you think to let go. You know, it happened. It's over. My dwelling on it and talking about it is not changing it. So why am I putting myself back into that negative feeling of things not going right? And that's when you say, you know, things always go right for me. Everything always works out for me. I find a solution. Maybe I wasn't supposed to get there on time. Maybe I could have left earlier and allowed for traffic. But it's over. I was late that time. I can't blame it on the traffic. I know Austin has traffic. So I just need to be responsible and say, I'm late. I'll work on doing better next time. So, are you beginning to see the patterns? We create so many things in our lives when we believe nothing works, particularly with our wellness and our health. When we have one thing wrong with us and then another thing, we begin to think, well, I'm just sickly. I'll never be well. I'm always going to be a sickly person. Or maybe somebody told you when you were young, you're not as healthy as your brother, you'll probably always be a sickly child or a weak child. And you inherited that belief. And you're not even aware of it. You forgot the incident, and yet you still operate your life out of that belief. So look at your beliefs. When something isn't going the way you want it to, what are you reinforcing? Are you reinforcing a can-do attitude? Are you reinforcing, oh, well, nothing works for me anyway, why do I even try? And, you know, no one can help you. I've seen people that I know clay works very well on different things, and yet with them it doesn't work. And then when I ask them about their level of stress and worry in life, they are just bogged down with everything. Nothing works for them. They take this and they have a reaction to it. They have a reason that nothing will work for them. They justify nothing working because they are ingrained in that belief that nothing's going to work. And your body won't let it work if you believe that, because body always follows mind. So as a captain of your ship, you get to choose what you believe. How do you want to see your future? Today is a blank slate and you're holding the pencil. Make a list now of how you want this day to play out for you. I set intentions. I say, I intend to be happy, loving, kind, and inspiring. I intend to be thankful and in gratitude for what I have now. I don't look at what I don't have. I want to look at what I have now. And, you know, people in poverty can be happy. You go to some of these third world companies, and the kids are playing in the streets, and they don't have fancy toys. They have pots and pans and sticks and old rubber tires that they play with. But they have imagination, and you can't take that away from them. And what's important to them is that they're happy. I intend to be better in health and actions than I was yesterday. So in other words, every day I intend to improve and get better and better and better. I intend to allow and welcome abundance. It is said we have a plethora of abundance built up in our reservoir, but a lot of us don't allow it in because we don't feel worthy. Well, I'm here to tell you, you're born a child of God, and you're a chip off the old block. This intuition, this spiritual guide within you, the Holy Spirit within you, the whisper within you, whatever you want to call it. You have that chip within you to be anything you want to be. And so you don't have to, you don't earn it. It's not something you do by good deeds. Doing good deeds are nice, but it's not something you earn. We've already been forgiven, so, you know, let go of what went wrong. Everything is a learning experience, and allow your abundance in. Be grateful for it and allow it. Today, I'm going to allow abundance to come to me. I'm going to look at all I have to be grateful for, just the little things. It doesn't have to be anything monumental for me to be in appreciation. I woke up this morning. I have my body. I'm still alive. I'm grateful for that. I'm able to talk to you on this radio show. I'm grateful for that. I'm connecting to people. And another one is, I intend to share my gifts and talents. We all have talents. We're all different. Some people are mechanical wizards. Some are athletic sports standouts. But we each have our gifts. Some are very artistic. I can't draw doodly squat, but I appreciate art. I don't sing, but I appreciate music. I love it, and I enjoy the rhythm and the beat. And so I still get that, and I'm so grateful for people who share their talents. So I can go buy a painting to make my house prettier, or I can listen to music that gives me a lift. But share your talents. Don't hold them back. They're God-given talents, and they're for you to share. And when you do, you'll be deeply rewarded. I intend to look for good things happening in my life. Don't look for bad things. Look for good things that happen in your life. And notice every one. Yesterday I had to drive downtown, and I don't like going into downtown Austin with all the one-way streets. Well, I called ahead and got directions, and I didn't have to make any left turns. So, yay. And I went there, and do you know, when I hit Congress Avenue going into downtown, I hit 5 green lights right in a row. I never had to stop. It was wonderful. Turned the corner and found the parking garage right there, went in, parked, went about my business, and got home easily. I didn't have to drive around on one-way streets. That had been my belief. So I put in a new belief this time, and I asked the angels to go with me and to give me green lights, and I got them. And I parked on the first level, too. And that's some of the things I wrote in my letter to God this morning. I thanked him for that. So I intend to look for good things happening in my life. I found some cards today. I drew some cards to line up with this talk. And I love how I just randomly move through them and stop on one, and they're so aligned. And when you're in alignment, that's what happens. I did have an intention before I started to draw the perfect cards that would support my message. And the can-do card said, I have unlimited potential, only good lives before me. I love that. I have unlimited potential, only good lies before me. Now, if you read that every day and you get every day and say, every day in every way, I'm getting better and better and better. You're not going to get old and decrepit. If you have beliefs that you're old and you can't get around, guess what? You're old and you can't get around. Have a belief that every day in every way, I am better and better and better. The wisdom card I drew. The joy I find in my career is reflected in my overall happiness. So it's about finding joy in what you're doing. The joy I find in my career is reflected in my overall happiness. The power thought card. I'm willing to let go. I release others to experience whatever is meaningful to them, and I am free to create that which is meaningful to me. So letting go is a, you know, when I say you have a clean state, let go of yesterday. If you're not making mistakes, you're not growing. It's how we learn. We learn from experience. So be willing to turn the page and let go. And sometimes you're short with somebody, or you say something you don't mean. Your emotions are all jumbled up that day. Forgive yourself and forgive them and let it go. I saw a piece on Facebook the other day with Richard Gere, and he said, when I meet someone new, I say silently, I wish you happiness. I wish you happiness. He said, if I see somebody on the street that I, you know, a street person, I look at them and smile and silently say, I wish you happiness. Well, today, I wish you happiness. It's been my joy to be with you today. These notes will be transcribed and put on the Live Well Light archives, and you can find those if you go to bentoniteclayinfo.com and you click on teleseminars on the left hand side under my pictures. You'll see webinars archived. And you can go there and find the notes that I've used look those up in case you want to share something with someone else. But get a piece of paper today and write some intentions for your day. I intend to have the best day ever. I intend to feel loved and give love. I intend to not let anybody rattle my day. I intend to, regardless of what happens, to stay happy. Now that's making a choice. No matter what happens to you, I choose to be happy. And have a great day. This is Perrier thanking you and signing out. You know, I didn't ask people if they had a question to ask, and I didn't go over to my questions. Oops. I do have one question. If Suzanne Giles is still on, what's the difference between Redmond clay and bentonite clay? Suzanne, I have your email, and I will email your answer. This teleseminar today is on a different topic, but next month, the first, next time will be the 27th of August, and we'll talk about clay then. Thank you very much. All right, I'm signing out again.